Happy Halloween, readers and listeners. This is Allison from Allison's Written Words. I decided to change up my traditional holiday-themed recap and give it an audio twist. Today, we're moving away from the traditional nostalgia. Seems messing with the format is the standard this go-around, and I'll be talking about a Halloween-themed episode within a series and looking at something from, prepare yourself, 2017. Why I Hate Halloween is the 8th episode of the 4th season of Marvel's Avengers Assemble. I mean, Marvel's Avengers Secret Wars, and originally aired on October 8th, 2017. This episode is slightly different from the others for a few reasons. Specifically, it falls right in the middle of an ongoing story arc. The actual storyline falls during Season 3, which is the storyline featuring Ultron, who obviously got the week off, which makes it seem out of place during Season 4's storyline. At the time this episode aired, the Avengers were separated and flung out in time and space thanks to a new incarnation of the Cabal. As Black Panther and a newly assembled team of Avengers work to find the original team wherever and whenever they are. This episode eschews with that story arc and drops in a holiday, Halloween. It's not the first time they celebrated the holiday, folks. There is a Christmas-themed movie out there. Oh, and this episode is also notable because it gives a little more prominence to an underappreciated Avenger. Yeah, that guy, Hawkeye. For this Allison's Written Words holiday special, let's find out how Hawkeye saves the day, finally, and what the title is all about. This is Avengers Secret Wars in Why I Hate Halloween. As it starts, our heroes are doing their usual hero thing. This time they're raiding a secret base beneath New York City streets. Hawkeye is firing his arrows and sarcasm in his usual manner. Hulk laments that Hydra better not make him miss Halloween. But the biggest problem isn't Hydra, it's the scientists they have working for them. Captain America tells everyone to fan out and find her. Guess who finds her first? That's right, our underappreciated hero.
Well, well, well. One evil Hydra scientist, one awesome superhero, and oh look! A bunch of arrows. Looks like I got you outnumbered.
Count again.
Touché, Hawkeye. Appears he is outnumbered. Hawkeye is outnumbered by several Mark II prototypes, designed with the Avengers in mind. Oh, and the lady he has encountered mentioned his little bow and how he should take it and leave. It's Hawkeye, and he isn't thrilled about it being called his little bow. Has she seen him in action before? At the risk of starting to sound like an Everyone Hates Hawkeye lament, this episode isn't all about how unknown he is. Hawkeye proceeds to blow up the prototypes with arrows from his little bow. Turns out the prototype's designer is Whitney Frost, a scientist who has experimented with vampires. Vampires, it seems, have more capabilities beyond those of Hydra soldiers. Better strength, vision, and speed. Once she can stabilize the serum, she'll have an army of super soldiers. It's all well and good, but the Avengers are there to shut her experiment down. Unfortunately for them, the formula for the serum is not in the computers they shut down, but in Frost's head. It's at that moment that vampires beam in on the lab and begin attacking. They're after Frost, and that's not a good thing. The team proceeds to fight the army of vampires that have arrived, but Frost needs to be removed for her protection. Cap tells Hawkeye to take Frost to the beach house, which he stubbornly agrees to. And of course, Hawkeye has to get some of his jokes in on Frost.
This is your idea of keeping me safe?
Oh no, none of this was my idea. And I'll keep you safe, but I ain't promising comfortable. Hey, guess who I stole the web arrow idea from? Come on, guess.
But Frost informs Hawkeye that the team can't stop them, and it doesn't matter, they just need to slow down the vampires. As they leave, Hawkeye spots Hydra Cycles, which he loves to ride. Frost shows her unappreciative side for who is protecting her.
Of all the Avengers to get stuck with, I get you. Not Iron Man, not Hulk.
Whoa, the Hulk? Really? You choose him over me? Ah, that is just harsh. Frost, think fast! Listen up. One, the other Avengers are busy holding off the vampires for you. Two, you don't get a vote because, wait for it, you're evil. And three, there's a good reason Cap picked me.
And that is?
I know where the beach house is.
Of course, the real reason that Hawkeye was chosen for protection duty is that he knows where the beach house is. They make their escape. The beach house, it turns out, is ironic in name. It is actually a safe house in the woods of Rutland, Vermont, as far from the beach as it gets. And it has everything.
Perimeter defense array, cannons, cameras, shielding, even one of those fancy single-serving coffee machines. Yeah, keeps trick-or-treaters out. Keeps wacky evil geniuses in. Enough security to hold off the Hulk.
It's not the Hulk who worries me. It's what comes after dark.
Frost isn't appreciative of the house or what the Avengers are doing for her. The Avengers have all this technology and they don't use it. Hydra, she cites, tries to change the world. Hawkeye counters that. Hydra tries to own the world and the Avengers try to save it. Big difference. Meanwhile, Hawkeye is trying to find out the location of the team to no avail. The location it gives for Black Widow is where the beach house is, but turns out that is a lie. It's actually Crossbones and the Crimson Widow. And it turns out she's even more judging of Hawkeye's abilities. She calls him barely half an Avenger. Crimson Widow wants to take on Natasha Romanoff. Hawkeye promises the butt-kicking they deserve and puts the house on lockdown. Frost begins helping the two intruders and Hawkeye shoots an arrow at her that ties her up with rope. Frost gets free and Hawkeye shoots a glass arrow at Crossbones. How is he half an Avenger when he has cool gadgets like this? Crimson Widow has managed to disengage the house's defensive weapon systems, to which Hawkeye re-engages them. There's a knock at the door, but no one is on the security camera. Turns out to be...
Dracula.
Good evening. What is that quaint Western expression?
Oh, yes.
Trick or treat.
Dracula is here for Whitney Frost, due to her meddling in the affairs of the vampires. He wants to chastise her for her actions, his words, but Hawkeye refuses to hand her over, but not before insulting Dracula himself. He calls him Tooth Boy.
No chastising tonight, Tooth Boy.
Tooth Boy? Have you just called the immortal Dracula Lord of all vampires, Tooth Boy?
I know the rules, Drac. This is my house. You and the Bite Brigade can't set one toe in here unless I invite you. And guess what? You are so not invited.
Yeah, he really went there. All the five-year-olds watching this just found it funny. Us adults go, oh, that Hawkeye with his jokes and stuff. This doesn't deter Dracula, and his minions attack and compromise the house, tearing it apart. Hawkeye, along with Crossbones, Crimson Widow, and Frost, are trapped in the house. Since no one can get out, they team up. So they do, and they take on Dracula's vampire minions. Hawkeye sends two arrows into Dracula, but it does nothing. And he apparently doesn't know Hawkeye's real name, so he calls him Bowman. Yes, Bowman. Man, October 31st is not Hawkeye's day. First, Whitney Frost doesn't want to be stuck with this certain Avenger. Crimson Widow calls him barely half an Avenger, and now Dracula calls him Bowman. On November 1st, he'll be talking to his therapist about all of this. Meanwhile, back in New York City, the team is fighting off vampires in the streets, and Hulk is still unhappy about this because he's going to miss Halloween. If he already wasn't Hulk, he would be because of this. Captain America mentions the idea of creating a new tradition, Smash-O-Ween. Hulk likes the sound of this. The vampires dematerialize, and Cap realizes this isn't because they retreated, it felt more like they got new orders. Oh, yes, they did. Venture to guess where their new orders are? Meanwhile, at the beach house, Dracula and his minion vampires continue to take down the house, but the weapons engage, the result of Frost setting them to random firing, since the security devices can't see vampires. She's a genius, remember? The defense system goes down, the work of Crimson Widow's earlier sabotage. It is then that Frost finds out the intentions of these two antagonists. Frost is no longer an asset to them or Hydra, and she is now cut off. Dracula returns to the door and decides to let Hawkeye, or Bowman, as he prefers to call him, Crimson Widow, and Crossbones go, but wants Frost. And since Hawkeye isn't ready to go down without a fight, he also isn't ready to give Frost over to Dracula. The house is now compromised, and Hawkeye has a plan. He enables the fire in the fireplace and chucks his quiver and bow into it. Knowing Hawkeye, this isn't throwing in the towel. This is a plan. And that plan comes within a few seconds, exploding the house and taking down the vampires. Dracula thinks he has defeated Hawkeye, but it turns out there was a trapdoor in the floor. Dracula's response is hilarious.
Your spirit yet lingers here, Bowman. know that you have the respect of. Bowman!
And it's at that time that Hawkeye finally reacts to his incorrect name.
I mean, why is it so hard for these people to remember my name?
This is no time for jokes.
Well, actually, it's the perfect time for jokes.
Hawkeye and Frost take off running in the woods, fleeing from the vampires. He begins breaking off sticks, creating stakes and tossing them in the direction of the minion vampires, taking them down. Dracula and his other minions are in pursuit, but they're no match for Hawkeye and his makeshift stakes. He constructs a makeshift bow as well, and promises they will get out of this alive. Not if Dracula has anything to do to affect this outcome, so Hawkeye tries to destroy him with his makeshift arrows, but is unsuccessful. But he is successful at ridding them of the vampire minions. He has a plan, we hope. Dracula knows that Hawkeye is out of options, options being another word for weapons, but he underestimates Bowman. And that is all thanks to nature itself. The sun begins to rise on our hero and burns Dracula in the process. He vows revenge and then burns up along with his remaining minion vampires. Hey, he had a plan. He didn't say it was self-concocted. That morning, the other Avengers arrive to meet up with Hawkeye and Frost. The two have a heart-to-heart about Frost was wrong about Hawkeye being the weakest Avenger. He tells Frost to always remember to be on the right side as Black Widow escorts her to the Avenger. Back at Avengers Tower, Cap is in a training session when Hawkeye runs in and takes aim at the five remaining targets with three arrows. Sounds impressive, but Captain America says he's never seen Hawkeye so off. Hawkeye explains that Frost got in his head and asks Cap if he was sent to the beach house because he is the weakest link. Quite contrary, according to Captain America, who reassures the Master Archer that if there was a way to keep Whitney Frost alive, he would find a way, since Hawkeye always finds a way. And there's a growling sound that throws him off guard, sending Hawkeye into full-on panic mode. Turns out it's Hulk in his favorite Halloween costume, a vampire, and Hawkeye's arrow destroys it. Time to chase Hawkeye around, which allows Hawkeye to give this justification.
You see, this is why I hate Halloween!
In the midst of a pretty heavy, very involving storyline in which the Avengers are all separated through time and dimensions, comes this one-off story for an impending holiday. It doesn't really make sense to have it fitted in among the storyline, but I'm sure there was a reason for it. It has its laughs, most episodes do, but probably more so than others because Hawkeye is a bit of a comedian. That's not a bad thing, a superhero with a sense of humor. I love the whole weakest Avenger and name forgetting. Poor guy can't get a break. I mentioned something to this extent when I recapped the age of Tony Stark, and poor Hawkeye doesn't even get to say Avengers Assemble. Oh, and his arrow isn't what saved the day in that episode either. It is so easy to feel terrible for him, but love him all the same. He may be my second favorite Avenger, but Thor wasn't in this episode, so he was my favorite. Just for this one episode. I first watched this episode on Halloween of last year on the recommendation of a visitor to my blog. At the time, I was just starting season 3, so I was really surprised to see this episode mixed in with the fourth season offerings. What a nice surprise amidst a heavier storyline. I really enjoyed this episode, as I have with the rest of the series. I know that's probably because I'm an Avengers fan, but the animation is great, and the stories, despite the target audience, are actually quite engaging for adult-aged Avengers fans. This one was no exception. And hey, it covered a holiday. Bonus! I hope you enjoyed this presentation. If you like what you've heard here, be sure to subscribe to Allison's Written Words for more writings just like this. I don't do recordings as often as I probably should, so let me know what you thought of it. You can also subscribe to my blog's Facebook page and on Twitter at Allison Geeks Out. Thanks for listening and happy Halloween!